Well, thank God together we are here. And where is here? We're together at the very threshold of the Easter mystery. And I hope we're all ready to dive in through this evening's liturgy, tomorrow afternoon, and especially Saturday evening, the most important liturgy of the whole church year. Tonight, we celebrate Eucharist and priesthood. So all of us have a vested interest in that. Not only those who are priests, not only those who are seminarians. Christ chose to save the world through the priesthood, through the Eucharist. We all have a vested interest in salvation. So we all have a vested interest in the priesthood and in the Eucharist. And we want to look at these mysteries, not surprisingly, from three points of view. First of all, tonight we celebrate communion in the body and the blood of Christ. Now, we all presume that we know what that means. Yes, what looks like wine is really his blood. What looks like bread is really his body. That's very good for openers. But where do we go from there? Our blessing cup is a communion in the blood of Christ. The Eucharist gives us, brings us to communion with Christ on the cross, where his body was broken and his blood was poured out. We have to get this very straight in our present times. I'm afraid that many Catholics think that the Mass, this communion, is a making present of the Lord's Supper. The Mass is not a making present of the Lord's Supper. Where the priest is primarily the host at table, and so on and so on. As it says in that awful hymn, God and man at table are sat down. I hope you never heard that. I have. The Eucharist makes present the shedding of Christ's blood, the breaking of his body on the cross. The Eucharist makes present the sacrificial action of Christ on the cross. That's what the Last Supper made present. We do not come to church to make present the Last Supper. The Last Supper was a sign of the suffering and death. When we gather at the altar, we are in communion with Christ crucified. The priest is primarily there to offer the sacrifice in the person of Christ. He is not primarily there to be the host at table, or worse, to be the grill master at the barbecue. He is there as the one who offers prayers and sacrifices to God on behalf of the people, the one who relates to God to whom people entrust their relationship with God through a priest. So when we are in communion with the blood of Christ, we should think, first of all, sacrifice on the cross, giving until there's nothing left to give. The meal is sacrificial. The table is an altar of sacrifice. Never the buffet table. So we need to cherish the Eucharist and to cherish the priesthood as our direct access to communion in the blood of Christ. Pope Benedict said, imagine the grandeur of Christ the High Priest. The priest ordained in Christ shares that same grandeur. Not because he's worthy, not because of his personality, but he shares that grandeur because he is in the person of Christ the Head. And so priests should have a tremendous respect for themselves. And seminarians should have a tremendous respect for the priest and for themselves, realizing what it is to which you are called. You are not called to make present the Last Supper. You are called to make present Mount Calvary. And that bestows upon you in your priesthood and in the priesthood a grandeur like unto the grandeur of Christ himself. And the priest should never be ashamed of that. I'm too humble to talk about myself that way. Well, that's how Christ talks about you. Just be humble enough to repeat what he says and let the rest go. None of us is worthy. But let us all be humble in the church to acknowledge that our grandeur in the priesthood is great, especially the grandeur of those called toward the ordained priesthood. Our blessing cup is a communion with Christ crucified, not a making present of the Last Supper. And that's the first point. Second point is, we have the instruction going with Mass tonight regarding the washing of the feet, the washing of the feet of the 12 disciples. As I've said many times, this was Jesus' first continuing education lecture and lesson to the 12. He was giving them an example of what they should do. And this washing of the feet goes with the grandeur of the priesthood, precisely because it is humbling. And the one who gets his feet washed is often surprised, as Peter was, and convinced of his own unworthiness, as Peter was. Lord, you'll never wash my feet. Remember when Jesus said, Peter, the Son of Man, must suffer and die and on the third day rise. And Peter said, God forbid that any of that should happen. The washing of the feet means getting with the program in humble obedience. Peter had to be corrected both times. And the first time, remember, Jesus called him Satan. Get with the program. The way to be humble is to get with the program. And Jesus told the 12 to wash each other's feet, and we had a beautiful example of that in this past year, and beyond that in the diocese. A beautiful example of priests washing each other's feet was the care and the support they gave to each other and to the people and to the seminarians to make our campaign for future priests successful. There was real harmony there. There was real unity. There was support, and there was caring, and there was a lot of love. That's what the washing of the feet is all about. As Christ did for the apostles, so must the priests do for one another, and so must God's holy people who share in the royal priesthood do for each other. A support, a care, a love that gets with the plan. People don't want to have their feet washed sometimes. Sometimes what we read in the paper gives us the idea that people are banging the doors down to come and get their feet washed. Not really. And those who are asked to participate in the rite are often uncomfortable and embarrassed. But in humility, they get with the program, which is a program of communion in the blood of Christ and a program of washing the feet. And the third element is the element of pilgrimage. We heard about that at the very end of the first reading, that the new Israel was supposed to commemorate eternally the pilgrimage that the Israelites made from Egypt to the promised land. That pilgrimage where God walked with them as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Our communion and our washing of the feet take place in the context of a pilgrimage. It's a beautiful thing that pilgrimages are being revived in the church. There are many pilgrimages. That famous pilgrimage to Compostela in Spain is a marvelous example of believers walking together with their Lord to their final destination, which is heaven, because they share communion in the blood of Christ and because they are willing to be humble and go along with the plan and wash one another's feet. And we commemorate beautifully tonight that pilgrimage as we go in procession with the Lord in this very limited space around the church. But that walking with the Lord here in procession is a sign of our whole life of walking with the Lord toward the heavenly Jerusalem, sharing communion in the blood of Christ, washing one another's feet, making that pilgrimage back to heaven, never alone, but always with the presence of God close at hand. This is the mystery into which we are called to dive tonight, not to wade in, but to dive. And let's all ask for the grace that we may dive in, not like wimps, but like Olympians. Praise be Jesus Christ.